Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I got a question of the day for you. Question of the day, why are women taught to not settle versus men are taught to man up? Now, personally, I think that's an incredibly loaded question. And I think it all, if we really want to answer the question in like a one or two sentences, which I can then extrapolate on, I would say that the answer to the question is women are empowered and men are being utilized. What I mean by that is we are living in a reactionary period of history. I think anybody who understands politics, they understand popular culture, they understand how people are being taught by the various lobbyists and big corporate people. When you look at the education system, when you look at history, whether it be 30 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, you'll find that we're living in a very reactionary period of history where some people are, most of us are being taught what benefits big money. And what benefits big money is both men and women working. That's number one. Destruction of the nuclear family, number two. And number three, the disordering chaos in popular culture so they can divide and conquer us. See, anybody ever played that game called, it's like AG.io or something like that, where like you start off as a little dot and you're going around on the screen and then you're trying to eat the smaller dots to get bigger and bigger and then you're trying to eat the bigger dots. That's how corporate, and not only corporate, I sound like a communist when I talk about corporate America all the time, but the bigger corporations who fund the different politicians, they fund everything that you see, everything that you read, everything that you hear. They stand to gain more by dividing you and me and your friends and your family and your coworkers into different subgroups so they can devour them as in smaller pieces instead of us all uniting together under a common goal. And it makes us harder to conquer when there's more of us. There's strength in numbers. There's strength in unification. But that's why people are divided up by race, gender. They're divided up by political affiliation, economic status. I mean, I could go down the list. Sexual orientation. The whole nine yards. We're all divided by everything. And the reason that that's done, especially when it comes to men and women, is to destroy the nuclear family, which is, I wouldn't say maybe the cornerstone of civilization. I would say it's the cornerstone of a productive society. And that's not just monogamy. I think polygamous, like a polygamy situation where like a man is married to multiple women, I think that can work. I don't think that that necessarily has the same success rate. I think that can produce a lot of discontent, especially amongst men. But in general terms, if you look at how economics work best when there's one man and one woman. I know you don't want to hear that, especially if you're not a straight person or you've been brainwashed by the rainbow community, but it's true. And so when we get down to why are women, Let's focus at the first part of the question, which is why are women taught to never settle? And the answer to that is hypergamy has become unchecked. What is hypergamy? Hypergamy, for those of you who don't know, hypergamy is natural selection, but on steroids. Natural selection, which was taught by Charles Darwin and is accepted by most people, is the idea that everyone is looking for the best mate to pass on the best genes to their children. In the simplest of terms, that's what it is. But we take it a step farther. Now we're not just talking about the people with the best genetics. We're talking about people with the best bank account, the people with the best attitude, the best car, nicer shoes, nicer apartment, nicer house, nicer teeth, whatever it is. It could be anything and everything. All you got to do is look at modern day dating. Overwhelmingly, it's about how much money does the man have and what's the woman's weight, how much makeup does she wear, and this, that, and the other thing. when you look at the media and you look at how it's, it all started really back in the 60s after World War II and after the 1950s when there was the free love movement in America. You may not know what the free love movement was, but it was rooted in communism where the, again, I know communism's like the boogeyman on the show. Everybody's probably going to say, Austin, you think that everything is bad in the world is due to communism? Well, not entirely, but dang sure for a lot of them, that's for damn sure. Anyways, going back to the free love movement was back in the 60s where there were women overwhelmingly who would sleep with people, whether they were like workers in the Communist Party or just workers in general. They would sleep with these guys to either A, try to ruin their marriage, or B, try to get them to not get married because they were getting so much sex. Does that sound familiar to you? The answer is, of course it sounds familiar. That's the world we live in now. And the problem is, there was a time in this country, especially, when there was a concept of shame. There's no shame anymore. There's no shame. Back in the day, people had to pretend like they weren't sleeping around. Especially, okay, I'm going to go focus on the black community for a second. I'm not black, so I will try to be as fair as I can. And if you are black and you're listening to the show, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. But in the black community, the welfare man was the one who ruined the black community back in the day. Because the black woman, who is, in my estimation, I've done a lot of research on this and talked to a lot of different people, the black woman is the leader of the black community. I know black men are going to be unfortunately angry by that statement, but it's true. All you got to do is look at the fact that single mothers are overwhelmingly the ones who raise black men. And now that sentiment, black culture sets the stage for most of American culture. Just maybe 10 or 20 years after it's mainstream in the black community, it will eventually bleed into the general population or the normies, the regular people. The Eddies and Ediths out there, the normal people who pay their taxes, have their 9-to-5 jobs and move on with their lives and do whatever. But when you look at the welfare man and how the big lie that the black woman didn't need the black man, all he needed was Uncle Sam, that destroyed the black family, which then slowly destroyed the black community's moral compass, destroyed the black man and his ability to lead. After slavery was ended and Jim Crow was ended, this was put forward into the black community to keep the black people down to the most extent. And I'm not a sympathizer, by the way, of, you know, blacks are always the victims in every situation. I don't like the idea of the victim Olympics. I am not a gold medal seeker of the victim Olympics. I see things for what they are. And so when we see why the dynamics between men and women have been so far damaged and frayed, like two wires that have been so far frayed that you can't recouple them back together, you got to get a whole new one. This is exactly why we got to this point. Because in the black community, if you study these things, even now, things haven't changed very much. But you look at other communities now too, Asian community, the Hispanic communities, the white communities. You look at these, the Pacific Islanders, the Indians, you look everywhere. And this concept of I don't need a man, men are a tool to be utilized, has not just stopped in the black community, it's now been pushed out everywhere. And now it's so normal that the concept of a woman being told to not settle is considered good, but a man saying that I want what I want and that's bad is accepted. You can't have standards as a man, because if you do, you're part of the problem. Versus if you have a standard as a woman, they're like, well, of course you're going to have standards. You're a woman. My point is not so much that either side shouldn't have standards. It's that, why are we punishing men but rewarding women? I wouldn't support it if we were punishing women or rewarding men. We need actual equality in this country. And you might say, that's not possible, Austin. And I say you're wrong. I say you're wrong because it all started back when women were given the right to vote, but not forced into conscription like they are in Israel, for example. I think that women should be drafted. Same way the men are drafted, and you might say, Austin, how dare you say that? How dare you say that? They're women. We need women. We need to make sure we protect women. Okay. But let me ask you a question, if that's the stance you're taking. Where's the equality then? How do you explain then? You can't have equality when there's not an equal stake in society. Men are sent off to war to die. Women are not. In fact, if you look back at when the war between Ukraine and Russia first started, like, oh my gosh, how many years ago was that now? It's been going on a lot longer than anybody thought it would go on. Going on for what, like 2 years now? Almost three? The problem, my friends, is when that happened, you saw all these videos on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, of women going from being these, oh, I don't need no man, oh, I'm out here and I'm not gonna do anything a man can do type bitches, where all of a sudden, oh, I want to be pregnant and I want to be in the kitchen. Why? Because they want to go fight Russians. All of a sudden, I can do anything a man can do. The feminists all of a sudden got their feet in the kitchen all of a sudden. I wonder how that happened. Could it be that the whole thing was a psyops? You don't know what a psyops is. It's called a psychological operation. It's used in military terms as a way to control the human mind or control the situation via manipulating the human brain and how it works. And that's exactly what's happened to us as a civilization. We've gone through so many of these tests, these shit tests, these subtle manipulations, these tests put forward by big business, put forward by women, put forward by all these different groups. All of a sudden, we now live in a country where you can't say half the things I say on this show and be accepted in your place of work. You can't be accepted. For example, if you don't say, I was even talking to my girlfriend, if you can believe it. And when I said that nine out of 10 women would lose in a fight against a man, she instinctually had this like, oh, wait a minute. No, that's not possible. If we, it depends on what you mean. If it was like kickboxing or this, that, and the other, I was like, no. Men are biologically stronger than women. We have higher lung capacity, higher bone density, faster twitching muscle fibers. I mean, I could go down the list. We were made for manual labor. Y'all weren't made for manual labor. You were just convinced by the feminists that you needed to be able to do it. Otherwise, you weren't a real woman. Women like Bella Abzug, the witch who helped destroy the modern day woman. Putting forward this gigantic fabricated lie that women need to get out of the kitchen and get into the White House, get into the Congress, get into the state legislature. Instead of doing what has brought women pride for thousands, if not millions, of years. But you see, we're not, if everything's biblical. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you go back and you read in the Old Testament, the Judeo-Christian Bible, you go back there and you read what God said. If you read, because Moses wrote Genesis, if you didn't know, not God. God didn't write the Bible. Men wrote it. I don't care what you say. It was written by men. Thank you very much. When Moses wrote in Genesis about the fall of Adam and Eve, God himself supposedly said in the Bible, he said to the woman after they both ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he said to the woman, your desire will be for your husband and he will rule over you. What does that mean? It means not she will desire you, she will desire your position of power. Yes, that's right. I'll repeat it in case you missed it. She will not desire you, she will desire your position. In other words, she will want to rule over you. She will want to be in charge. She will want to control you. But it is your job as a man to be the leader, not to be controlling, not to be abusive, but to lead. Be the first one to go into battle. Be the first one to go out there and set an example. That is what he was talking about. You might say, well, how does that apply? It applies because we don't hear this type of talk even in churches anymore. When was the last time you heard this, what I just said to you in a church? I'll wait. Answer is you don't. This is why I don't go to church very much anymore. Because in church, they won't tell you what I just said because the churches are overwhelmingly full of women. And even the most Christian woman on this planet in the West has the feminist programming. Anybody ever play video games where you go on there and you got and the game is downloading? Where they download the context, the graphics, the character scripts, blah, blah, blah. Part of every woman's upbringing is downloading this feminist propaganda. It's taught by mothers, grandmothers, teachers, people on TikTok and Instagram, her friends. Forget about it. It's over. That's the point. You won't hear what you just heard from me in that, in what, 2-3 minutes about Genesis? You will not hear that in any church you go to. I can guarantee you, you won't hear it. Why? Because it puts the responsibility on men. Not to be controlling assholes, but be controlling adults who are leading their women. Who are leading their young men. But you won't hear that. Why? Because when women are told not to settle, and men are told to, quote, man, in other words, when a man is told to man up, it basically means take a bad deal. That's what manning up means. It means take responsibility for somebody else's bad choices. Maybe like 30% of your bad choices, but then like 70% of other people's bad choices. In other words, you take the fall. You take the bad deal, not me. That's what that means. You take the bad deal. You go out there and do that, not me. That's what that means. My friends, you feel free to check my math. Be like my teacher when I was in high school in geometry. You check my math. See if I'm wrong and I came up with the wrong answer, used the wrong equation. You tell me. I don't think I did. In fact, I think I'm just getting started because we know this to be true. Even if you didn't believe half the things I've said this far on this show relating to this question of the day, it's resonating with you. I can feel it in my bones, even though I'm not standing in front of you right now having this conversation man to man. I can tell. This is hitting a chord on the harpsichord of your soul, and you're hearing it, and you're like, wow, he's right. I feel it in my being that he's right, but I don't know what to do with it. Why do I feel this way? And the answer you feel this way is because you know it to be true, and you don't hear it. The truth is more triple X rated than the most vile pornography you can find on the internet. Why? Because porn is easier to find than a principle of the truth. Than a perspective that is so raw, authentic, and real that you can't stop listening to this. You can't stop listening. Even if you don't like the sound of my voice, you can't stop listening to it. You understand that the truth is hard to find. You understand that people give you, you know, you go in the grocery store and you go down the aisle of milk and apple juice and cranberry juice, you'll find orange juice. And in the orange juice aisle, you'll see some pulp, no pulp, less pulp, more pulp. The pulp is what has the actual antioxidants and stuff that's in the actual orange. But a lot of people, they don't like the pulp. They want the sugar water. You don't get sugar water on this show. You get so much pulp, you get a little bit like internal digestive issues. You get mental IBS listening to the show because you're getting so much information that you don't know what to do with it. But you love it all the same. It's like a guilty pleasure to you. My friends, let's circle back. Let's stop going down rabbit holes. I'm not the white rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. Let's stop for a second. Let's circle back and let's answer this question again. Why are women told to not settle? Versus men are told to man up. Why do we think this is happening in today's world? And the answer is very simple. The answer is because we don't live in an equal society. And I don't really think necessarily we need to, because men and women are already equal. But the problem is people want equality to mean they're able to do everything equally, which is unfortunately impossible. Men can't give birth. Just like women are weaker than men, and they have more estrogen, which makes them more likely to be unstable than men. This, men and women are not the same. They want to be the sweet, they want to be the same instead of having an equal but different share. Men and women will never be the same. This is why the whole gender bender we're going through is a gigantic psyops. It doesn't work because men and women are never going to be the same. It's not possible. Even if you give everybody hormone blockers and chemical castration pills, you can't change someone's DNA like that without destroying them. We don't live in that advanced of a society yet where you can change someone's DNA structure yet. It's like me having, we both have a castle. Well, I have a castle and you have the Taj Mahal, and we paint it the same color, and we want to say that now it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. Different architecture, different building material, different structure, different everything, but because they're both blue or because they're both yellow, we want to say they're now the same. Men and women are not the same. We're different. Just because we might be able to work a similar job, just because we might be able to do similar things in maybe most scenarios, we are not, nor we ever will be, the same. And people don't want to accept that. That sentence you just heard, that men and women are not the same, I can feel it in your being because I felt it in mine. The, oh, I can't believe you said that. Oh, I felt wrong to hear. But it's true. It's true. Even I was subject to the brainwashing. You know how I know? Because when I say things like that, I feel a chill go down my spine of, I can't believe you said that. Ugh. It's like taking medicine where you're like, ugh, this medicine tastes horrible. Ugh. But then it helps cure your cold, helps you feel better. That's exactly what that chill going down your spine is. Like, ugh, I can't believe you said that. Wow. That was, wow, that was tough. It's like taking a shot of Jack Daniels or something. You're like, oh yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, that was, it hit me kind of hard, but now I feel better. That's exactly what the truth does to you. That's exactly what happens. So my friends, let me turn it around from me to you for a second. What do you think the reason is? Why do you think that women are told never to settle and men are told to man up? What do you think? I think it's an important question. I think a lot of us have different answers to this question because it's a very pregnant one. It's a very high stakes conversation. And I'd turn it around and say, if you're a woman listening to the show, maybe like one or two of the women who might kind of hate watch the show, let me ask you. What do you think? Why do you think that women are told to never settle versus men are told to man up? Because I can guarantee you, women will say, oh, well, what do you mean? We're told to settle all the time. It's the men who do this and do that and the other thing. I guarantee you they'll do that. They'll turn it around and not answer the question. Why? Because when you do that, you're not trying to take any accountability. You're trying to turn the argument to miss the point. And a lot of people, not just women, women do it a lot more, I'd say, than men. But in general, people will not take their medicine. They'll shove it back somewhere else and say, you know what? I don't want to feel uncomfortable. I don't want to grow as a person. When I was a kid, I'm a taller guy. I'm 6'7". When I was a kid, I had growing pains. You could ask my mother. I had growing pains and they hurt and they kept me up at night and I had to get like the NyQuil or whatever to prevent me from screaming at night because I felt the pain growing. You need to be able to grow as a person. And it's going to be painful and it's going to be unpleasant sometimes. But if you don't grow as a person, you'll never become the best you could become and become a leader. If you can't lead yourself through the fiery pits of growth, then how are you going to do that for someone else? The answer is you won't. You'll lead them astray like you've been leading yourself astray. So my friends, you tell me, what do you think about the question and what would your answer be? And I want to hear it in the comments below. Till next time, I'm out of here. Peace.